Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Ramble. This is episode 7. I'm your host, Leah Feeney.
And Eleven Allstein,
and
co-host.
Today we're going to start off with periods, but with our special guests, we have a lot
today. We have
today.
A lot of them. Also, before we introduce you, Sophia, open the bag real quick. Okay, before we introduce all of them, this is an all-girls podcast, mm-hmm. So it's going to be a little less awkward, but I do ask that we don't have side conversations.
And don't go on TikTok.
Okay, I'm gonna go around. Who are you?
Gio Santola.
Oh, I'm sorry, what?
Santola.
Sophia Ligi.
Mia.
Gabby.
Frankie.
Bevan.
Okay. We have a lot of guests.
What a guest today. Has anyone ever had like a really, really bad period? Really bad?
No.
Does anyone have a story?
Gabby, oh my god, I have a story from Mia's house.
Wait, can we talk about our first? Oh my god, I remember that.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Ella, you can start us off.
Okay, so I was at... This is, like, weird. I don't know. I hope no one listens to this. Okay, so I was at Mia's house, so we randomly just decided that me, Mia Swapsky, and Chloe...
When was
Savone,
this?
This summer. We're gonna hang out just, like, randomly in the summer. And... I think I was actually at work, and then I just left. She was like, oh, you guys want to come over? I was like, yes. So we got Duncan. Or who got Duncan? You or Chloe? Chloe. Oh, that refresher hit. But anyways, besides the point, I was on, like, the second day of my period, whatever. This is, like, the first couple of days that I've been able to drive. Like, I still had my dad's car. Like, no side conversations. And I was in my period, and I was wearing, like, Nike Pros, like, all that. Like, not a lot of stuff. And then... It was heavy for some reason, and it's never heavy. And we went swimming, and then I didn't have another tampon to put in after. And then I remember as soon as we went back in and changed, I just felt it. I was like, no way. I'm going through. I know. I think you did. Because I did ask you, and you got me one from Sam or something. And I changed it, and it still went fucking through. And I was like, yeah, I need to leave. Like, I left early because I kept bleeding through. And I was like, oh, my God. And I was so like, ooh. It was so scary. And I was sitting like, you know that, like, sit where you're, like, sitting on your leg because you don't want to, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was doing that.
Oh, Frankie. Yeah, Frankie, I have a story time.
Yeah.
Frankie, do you remember when we were hanging out with Chrissy? I don't remember where we went, but we were with her, and I had my period, and it was so heavy, and I don't think I might have had a tampon in, but I bled through it. And then, I was in the car and I realized we were at McDonald's and I realized we were at the McDonald's in Waterbury. I realized and I was like, oh fuck, should I say something? So I don't think I said anything, but her seats were like tan or white or something. So
oh
I was
gosh.
Trying to be so careful. And then we got back to your house and I told you and I was like, am I leaking? And you were like, yes, Leah. It was all over Gabby's pink sweatpants.
That day.
Oh my god.
That day.
Oh my god.
It was all over your sweatpants. It was terrible. And then I went back to your house and I don't know what we did, but we were doing something. I didn't get on our seats, thank God. But we went back to your house and I was like sitting on the floor for the last like 30 minutes. Because I was like, I don't want to sit on your bed.
Yeah, but I have another story. So this is from middle school. This is like where when I first got my I come up here in fifth grade and I wasn't I know, and I wasn't really informed on, like, how to properly use a tampon. So every single time I use them, I put it in not enough, and it hurts so bad.
I know that feeling.
So bad, to the point where I was just so scared to use them. Like, even in the summer, like, I would go swimming, and I'd, like, walk around like this. Because, like, I was like, shit, like, I don't know if I'm doing this wrong. And even, like, my parents noticed, like, my dad was like, my dad said this to my mom. He was like, does it, like, hurt that bad? And she was like, no. And I was, like, walking around, like... And so this is back to my story. So this is like where I do not like I cannot wear a pad now because like I just can't do it to myself. But I used to all the time, and like especially in middle school, I was wearing. You definitely saw my underwear lines. I'm just thinking about this, like my bikini cut, like but with a pad, and I was wearing, and I was wearing light wash skinny jeans, no rip. With I remember I was wearing it like a. Like a champion, like crew neck, whatever. Mm-hmm. I was in 3D art. And I got my period, and it went. I didn't notice that I had it, and it went through my pants. And I, okay, this is actually disgusting. I got up from the chair, and I was like, No fucking way. That much. And it was so bad. It was like, you could see it.
Like smear?
Smear. And I didn't notice until I went to the bathroom. So I walked the hallway. No one told me. No one told me. Whatever. But it was so bad. And I was wearing jeans. And I was like, fuck, I don't have anything. So I knew someone had a period kit. I knew someone had a period survival kit. And this person was Lindsay Cogliani. I text Lindsay Cogliani. This is not text. And she was like, yeah, I got you. She gave me new pants, new everything.
New pants?
Yes, she had new pants. And I tied, I asked someone, I think it was like, it was Defina.
I remember this.
She gave me, you remember? She gave,
your waist, right?
She gave me a sweatshirt to tie around my waist. And oh my god, it was the most embarrassing moment of my life. I should have went home, actually, but my mom, I live so far from the middle school.
Luckily for me, I've never bled through, ever. I've never
lived. Lucky you.
Yeah.
I said,
you never know.
Gabby, do you have a story?
Yeah, my
get a mic.
Okay, so for the first time when I got it, I was in Justice, right? It was literally summer. I was trying on bathing suits. Literally. I was 11. Mm-hmm. It was before my birthday, and I was what is this? What's going on? My stomach was starting to hurt. And then, obviously, trying on swimsuits, I was like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. And my mom started bawling her eyes out. She was like, you're too young for this. I was
How old are you?
I was 11. And she was like, you're just going into middle school. You shouldn't be getting this. I was like, girl, I don't even know what's going on right now. But yeah. How long have your guys, what's the longest time your period has been?
We got ours around the same time.
Oh, my God.
Mine's been
15 days.
Mine was 2 weeks.
15 days.
Mine was from 2021 to 2022. It was New Year's. It lasted 2 weeks. Yeah, I know.
I got my first period on Halloween, actually, and I tried to put a tampon in to be cool or whatever, and I had walked around getting candy with a tampon not incorrectly, and it was the worst pain of my whole life, and I wanted to actually die.
I got my first period a few days after Christmas. Maybe one day after Christmas. It was during break. This was maybe 8th grade? 7th or 8th grade? And Frank's got her hand up.
I want to go next. I want to go after Frankie.
But yeah, I got it. And the first day, I didn't tell my mom. Because
I didn't tell my mom either. I thought it was me either. Me too. I actually called Ava Vukovicius because I knew she had her period. Weird. I don't know why I knew that, but I knew. So I was like, is this what your period's like? And she's like, yeah, girl. I was like,
no, but I didn't tell my mom because I was like, what the fuck? I don't even feel like myself.
Wait, I thought
I was like, what? And then finally, I was like, oh my god, maybe I should tell my mom. It's her period. And she was like, no fucking way. And she was like,
you showed her?
Well,
it's my mom. I
wouldn't now, but
I had to text my mom when I first got it because I was too scared to tell her.
I told my mom the day after, and then I started crying to her. So yeah, that was my story. Ricky.
Mine. I got my period really late. I got it the summer going into high school.
Oh.
Or was it the summer? It was either the summer going into high school or the summer going into eighth grade. It was one of those summers, and mine was such a nice and easy morning. I wake up, I go to the bathroom, oh, got my period finally. That's the whole story. And then I called my mom. I was like, Mom, I got my period. Just thought I should let you know. She's like, great. And I told Gio, and Gio was like, oh my god.
And Gio, when was your first period?
Sixth grade. Wow, that's
Frankie. You would think that me and Frankie would get ours around the same time. No, she got hers 3 years later. My first period story. I went to the bathroom, Miss Renzella's 6th grade class, February 28th, I was in August, 20-something. No, February 28th, I remember this so vividly, and I went to the bathroom, and then I knew I was being picked up early, I don't remember why, but Frankie tells me I'm lying about my story, actually, so I went to the bathroom, I was already wearing a panty liner, because I think I had,
spotting?
I already had a panty liner on, so it wasn't super bad, but I was bleeding, and I put more toilet paper because I didn't know what to do. And I come back from the bathroom, I was dismissed, so I was like, okay, perfect, I can go in the car, tell my mom Bert's in the car. I'm not telling my mom when Bert's in the car. So then I have to go we went to Arby's.
Frankie thinks I made this up. We went to Arby's. I don't remember why, because I think we
Arby's in our whole life.
We went to Arby's. And in the bathroom, I told Frankie at Arby's. I didn't tell my mom yet because she was still with Bart, and I was like, okay, whatever, I'll tell her later. And then we went to the remember that big ass basketball game in eighth grade where everyone was like on the stage, or not eighth grade, sixth grade. Everyone was on the stage. There was a huge basketball game. State basketball game or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a boys basketball game, and we had to watch it. And then I ended up going to Michaela's house after the game. So I told Michaela and Frankie before I told my mom, and then I ended up telling my mom later that night. I had to keep putting toilet paper. I kept going to the bathroom. I had no idea.
Another story. So this was freshman year. It was on a B day. So first we had English, and Bevan was in my English class, and then I was wearing jeans this day, and I had I put my cup in because I was like, oh, you know, I'll just put it in because I wore it to bed, so I was like, I'll just wear it again.
Did you do that?
Yeah. So I just cleaned it in the morning and I put it back in. I was like, we're good.
Did it work?
I put it in wrong.
Ooh.
Like,
how
does fucking thing work? You gotta fold it and then it slips in, and then you have to make sure it suction cups. You have to literally put your entire hand in there.
Oh.
And like maneuver it around.
Yeah, no, that's scary.
I feel like that's worse than a tampon.
No, because tampons leak all the time. This doesn't
not
leak if you put it in right.
Time?
No, no.
Most
yeah,
I love
lost
tampons.
It recently.
I
have
yeah, you were telling me about that.
Yeah,
did
I don't.
You go buy a new one?
I have to go find it.
Oh, where do you lose it to?
I don't know.
Well,
I placed
it
somewhere.
Is
it
under your bed or something?
I don't know.
Like, what do you think if your dad finds it? Like, Leo, what is this?
You're probably like, is this little shot glass? In the back.
Like a pouch?
You just leave it on the
counter? It has a pouch.
Oh.
It comes with a pouch.
I
was thinking
yeah.
like it was just in the, on the counter.
So no.
No.
But, okay. I had my cup in, and it was first block I started realizing, I was like, yeah, this shit is in wrong. I need to go fix it. But I couldn't go to the bathroom for something. We were doing something. I don't know. But I didn't go to the bathroom. And then we go to second block, and me and Bryce were in the same class. We went to history, I think. I was like, yeah, no, I'm leaking. I can feel it. I can feel I'm like cold. I was like, what is going on? So I got up and I told her, I was like, yeah, this is a problem. I call my mom immediately. I go to the hallway and start crying to her. Like, mom, you need to pick me up right now. I need to go home. I'm leaking. It was all in my jeans. They were dark wash, but still.
Okay.
And it was second block.
That's really funny to tell your mom I'm leaking.
I was like, mom, I'm leaking. You need to pick me up right now. And I didn't have my license then, so she was so pissed off. And then she called my dad. And my dad picked me up, and he was like, what's wrong? And I was like, I don't want to talk about it. So he just dropped me off home. I just changed, washed my clothes, and went to bed. I was so pissed off. It was such a bad day.
Yeah,
put a pad on after that.
Pads are just so uncomfortable.
No, I like them going to bed.
Frankie's playing Blitz for real.
Like, religiously, like, I would never wear tampons. Now I'm like, ew.
Guys, I haven't tried a tampon yet.
Really?
I'm trying it for the first time in April.
It's okay.
April break, if I go somewhere.
Okay, Mia, tell a story.
I love this.
Do you have a story, Mia?
The plastic all the way
do you have a story?
Like, barely, like,
yeah.
Like, you could barely feel
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
but I don't
I
remember
I couldn't put a tampon in until...
Really?
Oh! She was convinced.
Oh, yeah, I remember hearing about this.
Me and Ava Meyer were convinced we did not have a vagina. And we were convinced. And then finally, like, Ava could do it. And I was like, oh, so I could do it. I could
actually,
never put a tampon in. Until I had help.
Really?
Yeah.
Your hymen?
Interesting.
Made it a little easier, I would say. I just can't.
All right, Mia, your turn.
Okay, does anyone remember the sixth grade math teacher's name?
Miss Alcini and Miss Mr. King?
No, Mr. Kink? No, it was definitely Miss Alcini. I don't know.
Miss Alcini was
a bitch.
Was she not 7?
Oh, sorry, y'all.
Oh,
no offense if you hear this. Probably
I
not.
Her. But I was in Miss Alcini's class in sixth grade, and this is like when I wore leggings. This is like when why I, one of the reasons one of the reasons I don't wear leggings anymore. And for some reason they were like really thin, like very very thin, like see through, like, and no one wanted to tell me. So I got my period, and I got up, and I was like,
ooh. I was like,
what is this?
It does not feel good. And there was like something on the seat. I was like, so I like, you know, like pretended like I was blowing my nose and I like wiped the seat.
You know what I did when I found something on the seat?
Me and Mike. No. Okay. You know what I did when I found something on the seat in 3D art? Is that I switched it with the girl that was sitting next to me, so if anyone found it, that it wasn't me.
Ella!
So messed up, Ella.
Oh my god!
No, no, no. After the bell rang.
Oh.
I switched the seat.
So if someone was like, oh, who was sitting here? I was like, oh, this girl.
You didn't just wipe it up?
No, I was scared. It was like 6th grade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Personally, if it was now, yes, but I don't know.
Nobody pushed the
show up. And then I went to the bathroom, and I was like, freaking out the whole day, and then like a few days later, I didn't tell my mom, I didn't tell fucking anyone, but this is when Sam was in college.
Is this your first?
Yeah. I mean, like, I think so. I don't really remember middle school, so but I just know that I got it in 6th grade because Sam was still in college. But my mom finds out and doesn't tell me that she knows. She just calls my sister. I didn't have a phone. Or, well, like, I did, but it was probably, like, taken away. My mom gives me her phone. Sam's on the phone. She goes, I heard Aunt Flo had a little visit.
What?
And I was like, what? I was like, I didn't know we had another aunt. So fucking confused. And she, like, tried to, like, explain it to me, like, without saying it for, like, a few minutes. I just didn't get it. And she was like, you stupid bitch. Did you get your period? Yeah.
Okay, this has to do with periods. Do you guys use, like, tracking apps?
Yeah.
I use two.
I use Flow.
I use Flow, too.
I use Flow.
Or the health app.
Flow. For Ella?
I use period tracker. It's cute.
Is that the one with the little flower?
Mia, what do you use?
I use what?
What do you use?
Flow.
Mm.
But I thought for the longest time that you had to pay money for Flow.
You don't. So for like the like special like premium shit, I did it for like a week because I thought I was.
Like a free trial.
No, I had.
It tells you your ovulation.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's right all the time. I trust.
You're in birth control. You don't ovulate, Gio.
You didn't know that.
I didn't know that I stopped ovulation.
What's the point of birth control there?
I thought you could still get pregnant with birth control. You can still get pregnant with birth control.
The whole point of birth control is to stop ovulation.
But you can still get pregnant.
If you don't,
so you have to be
ovulating
a little.
No.
You have to be.
No, it's if you take the pill at the wrong time, that's how you...
I take it around the same time, but it doesn't need to be exact. It needs to be within a few hours.
Well, within 3 hours, right?
Yeah, I take it from, like, anywhere from 8 to 11 o'clock.
Okay, well, when you do...
I didn't know that either.
I didn't know it stopped or all the
guys.
People still get pregnant on birth control though.
Yeah.
So obviously it doesn't stop your ovulation. It definitely
because it's a
it slows it down.
It's a 99% chance.
Yeah, it slows it down. It doesn't. It can't completely stop it, or else you cannot get pregnant.
Oh, well, I feel like the 1% chance is if it like malfunctions.
Mm.
I feel like
if you're taking it wrong, if you started taking it like missing it every day,
or if you're like drinking or something, or
you can't drink.
No.
You throw up.
You're not supposed to drink or smoke.
Well, then what, like?
Because it's a medication. Did you read the fine print?
Have you seen the fine print? The fine print is the size of my body.
I know, me too.
Wait, what was the original question?
Nobody asked me what I'd use, but I'm going to tell you anyways. Thanks, guys. No, you didn't. I use the health app just because I could link it to David so he could also see my health app.
Wow.
And I use Stardust. Because I stopped using Flow because someone said it was man-made. Like a man made it, and they were tracking everyone's cycles.
That's all right.
Yeah, and I didn't want that to happen, so I used a woman's owned company, Stardust.
Those men can see my cycle if they want.
I changed
apps.
So
much work.
I just had to put them all in.
You should, like, re-put your,
every
your
single one.
Last periods in the calendar so they get.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like my Flow, she knows me.
Yeah, my Flow knows me.
She knows me. I don't want to mess her up. Even though she actually says my period's coming in 11 days when my birth control says it's coming this week. So maybe she doesn't know me. That's also because I skip my period all the time.
Flow
my birth control.
Flow is weird. Flow has like recently been off.
I think it's more that like me and Frankie are always skipping our periods.
Yeah.
It's man owned. I don't like anything man owned.
According to Flo in January,
something.
6 days late, and usually it's always on time.
What's the question? Last month it was four, and this month it was four. Okay, you're going to ask a question.
Frankie, we always skip our periods.
I hate the guys. Stop rambling.
All the time in summer.
We didn't hear Bevan's story.
Yes.
Your period. Pass her my mic. My mic.
Bevan, repeat it.
I woke up, went to the bathroom, got my period, and just told my mom.
Oh.
Any traumatic experiences?
I got my, not at school. I got my period while I was playing a soccer game.
Oh.
And my shorts were white.
Oh.
Oh my god, I have a problem.
That happened to me too at softball.
Mia?
Nobody told me. I found out when I got home.
Oh. Wait, I have a story.
So I was playing a 90-minute game with... Where you could see the period.
Like your mom didn't even tell you?
No.
Oh.
Nobody fucking told me.
Whoa, they're fake. Mia?
I don't know if you guys remember this. There was like some like gay walk in seventh grade. Like, I'm not kidding. There was some like gay walk around the school and I.
You went to it?
Yeah, because my friends were going to it and I was like. Okay, it was literally just a. It was like a walk around the school. It was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl in front of me got her period and it was like all over her pants. And, but like she was like weird as fuck. She was like looking a bitch. So I was just looking at her and I was like, that bitch got her period. It was funny though. Sorry.
Bad cramps for
your yes.
My period is light.
Yes. Frankie, can we touch upon this?
Oh,
you want the mic?
Tell me why.
God.
Tell me why me and Frankie both have never had cramps this bad until now. We both
look at them.
Severely
they both have
warmies
in their shirts.
And I was talking to someone else about it. Who else had their period?
Hamna.
Hamna was telling me how bad her cramps were too.
Don't tell me because I'm going to be starting mine. What if
I it's literally the air. It's cramps. The air, guys. Something.
Can I touch upon this?
No, mine hurt really bad too. I just got mine last week.
Yes.
In my first
we have some special guests.
My first day, it was so bad. Like I had to like throw up and shit at the same time. That's
what it felt like. Do you guys?
That's what it felt like.
Just literally. Sitting.
No, I like that's what it felt like.
I know. Come here.
And it was light. It was light too.
We are talking.
Don't jump over my drink.
Shh. We are talking about periods. We have Emily and Gianna.
Do you guys ever get like the you're just randomly sitting and then it goes like shooting pain up your fucking
yes!
ass?
Yes.
And I'm like, oh my god, god.
I've
been sneezing.
That happens when you're driving.
Worst pain.
Okay, so we'll take a mic.
We just have some rules. We don't like side combos.
We're getting a little loud. We have to.
Yeah, we
do. No, try to prevent side combos, and don't go on TikTok.
Okay,
that's about it.
Oh yeah.
Here, I'm on my chair.
No, just me and Ella.
No, switch. Mike.
Share your period story, Gianna. What's your first?
The first time I got my period?
Yeah.
It was the summer before 8th grade, I think, or 7th, I don't know. And I knew I was going to get my period, like I had cramps. And then it's not even anything crazy, I just went to the bathroom and I got my period.
Emily, do you have a crazy story?
I mean, not really. I actually got really excited and I wrote down the date that I first got it.
You should get
tattooed.
It
was March 23rd, week 2 of coronavirus. I wrote that down in my notes to remember. I don't know what happened. I just remember, like, I don't know, I just got it. And then I had to tell my mom, which is really awkward.
Do you have any funny stories?
Funny stories?
We were sharing stories.
Oh, well, like 2 weeks ago in English. 2 weeks ago in English, I was wearing gray sweats.
I was in your class.
Yeah, you were.
I'm in your class.
I don't think you found out, but like I was like sitting down because I knew that I bled through. So I waited for everyone to leave. And then I got up into the bathroom and I bled through. So I went to the nurse.
Mm-hmm.
I got a change of pants. And then I bled through again. I just went home because I didn't want to deal with it. It was bad, and I didn't have any other clothes. So.
And you're not going to go back and ask for another. Don't chomp in the mic.
Let me hold it.
Okay, put it over here.
Has anyone else done this? I decided one day
I tell my mom, I'm on my period. I'm wearing gray sweatpants. I'm like, Mom, I bled through. I did not bleed through. I'm like, Mom, please let me leave. Please let me leave.
Yeah, less.
Me and Ava left. We go to Dunkin'. No, we went to Starbucks. I brought Ava home. I go home. My mom's like, you're going back to school. Change and you're going back to school. Fake the whole thing. I was not in my period.
I did that last Monday. I told my mom, I was like, I was leaking. I was wearing these black sweatpants. So, like, you wouldn't be able to see it, but she wouldn't know that. And she's like, oh, like, do you want me to pick you up? Like, do you want your brother to pick you up? I was like, yeah, like, take me home. That's why I missed math that one day. And then nothing really bad happened. Like, it was nothing. I was just late, and I just went home because I was like, I don't want to be here. Like, but do you guys ever have those moments where, like, your cramps are so bad, and then you're in class, and, like, yep, you right have now to go on a walk to, like, walk, like, let it out, and, like, ugh, terrible. You want it?
What about tampons? Like, I feel like before I started using tampons, they were like, it was like rocket science. Like, it was really hard.
It was the first day, like my first period, the first day of the period, I used pads. But then the second day, I was like, fuck, I'm just gonna use a tampon. I already knew how to use them.
How? I didn't even know how to use pads. I had to, like, watch a YouTube tutorial.
So one time in, like, whenever I first got my period, so I thought the bigger part of the pad was supposed to go in front and not in the back, because I thought the blood, like, came out towards the front. So I put my pad on backwards, and I was sleeping, and I woke up, and I was like, oh my god, what the hell? And it was all over. Like, that was my one leak story, but it was, like, oh, my bed, my underwear, my shorts, everything, because I put my pad on backwards. So
the day that I did bleed out twice, the worst part was I went to the nurse and they didn't have a change of clothes. So I had to call home and no one was home except for my dad. Oh. So I had to call him to get me new pants, new underwear, which is like, it was so awkward. I mean, that's why.
What about, have you guys talked about birth control yet? A little bit. Topic? I feel like that's a good topic to talk about.
What do you want
to
talk about?
Have you guys all been on, or are you on?
I
want to
be the scared ass mom.
I was on it, and then I was on it for a year, and then I went off of it.
When?
For all of, like, the end of freshman year all the way to the end of sophomore year. And I went off it because I feel like it made me gain weight, and it, like, gave me anxiety.
Made me gain 10 pounds.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
That's what I'm afraid of.
I think, though, it helped my periods because, like, they got super light. No, it made mine better. But now, like, since I'm off of it, they're getting bad again.
Can we talk? Sorry. Can we talk about how painful it is to pull out a dry tampon?
Oh my god!
I've because right now, like, I put one in. I don't have my period, but Frankie's on hers, and we're normally synced.
I'm not on mine.
I know, but you put one in. So if I, like, if I go to the bathroom later, I pull it out. It's gonna be so painful.
You just gotta pull.
Okay,
it's so painful.
It feels like you're pulling out, like, when you're, like, organs. Oh my god, can we talk about Ava's horror story?
Oh no.
She got a tampon stuck in her. Like, she pulled the string out, and she had to, like, use tweezers and get it out. Oh, she won't use one anymore. I feel like that terrifies me. Like, because it was so stuck, she was yanking on the string, and she couldn't get it out.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
I've never had that happen.
Me neither, but still, I'm terrified.
I was using, my periods used to be so heavy, I'd use, like, ultra supers.
I've never used anything more than a super.
The absolute biggest tampon you can have. Because the supers only lasted me, like, maybe an hour. And I was done.
I kind of love this talk, like, how open we're being about it. Like,
how long, like, I leave my super in, like, all day.
Yeah. I can't. Like, I can't.
Oh, yeah, me too. Me too, I do that too.
That's why I like the ultras. I put one in, it's good for a good, like, 12 hours.
No,
you're gonna go in a shock.
Toxic shock.
I wait
toxic
till
shock.
My super can last. Or at least as soon as I get home.
Depends on the day. What's your heaviest day?
My
day two.
Mine's day three.
So mine is 5 days. The first day is typically, like, kind of heavy, not super bad. Second day, the worst. The third day, it's okay. Fourth day, disappears. Fifth day, comes back so strong. And then it's gone. Swear to, disappears the fourth day. And I'm so, like, I'm like anxious about it, waiting for it to come, and it doesn't come on the fourth day, and then the fifth
Someone's
day.
Excited. I don't want to put the mic around. Can we just like have someone walk around?
Okay, so
yeah, I took your seat.
Mine is usually five. Well, it changes. It's been very irregular the past. Oh, don't step on my sweatshirt, please.
Okay, maybe don't put it on the.
Well, it's drying. It's drying. No, you could do that. Anyways. So basically, my period's usually 5 days long. The first day, it's just like cramp. Like, I don't really get cramps, but that's the day like it hurts the most. And like the night before, and I get really bloated the week before, and my boobs hurt really bad. Like my boobs, like oh my god, like the worst. Oh, lucky you, bitch. Yeah, it's like I know
when when you're bloated and your boobs are
like a week before my period, yeah. And then the second day I bleed like a lot, the more and like usually I have to change my tampon like twice. And then third day,
does anyone have like really bad mood changes?
Oh yeah, I'm a bitch.
I get so mad.
I hate Jack.
Guys, that's a lot of overtime.
I hate Jack. When I'm on my period, I hate Jack. Like I actually hate Jack. Like everything he does, I just feel like he's why are you doing that?
I feel like I don't change at all.
Oh, I
like I just get like I just get like quiet or a little aggravated. Why? Why do you have evidence?
I have my mental evidence.
Why?
Of you being a bitch to me and you are on your period. That's what I know.
It's the period, little baby.
Is that's that yours? It's a good thing to talk about it on a good period.
Is that yours or was that in yours?
Here. Yeah, she took it from here.
Sorry, I just grabbed the mic. Everyone's over talking. Go ahead, Mia.
Mine lasts 2 days.
Oh, what?
Wow.
That's it.
You're like a little unicorn.
You're unicorns.
I get cramps like 4 days before, and then I bleed for 2 days, and it's over. So yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful experience.
Does the after last longer?
No.
No?
No. I mean, sometimes after, I'll just feel, like, sick, but
a little
like
ill.
A heavy flow on any of these? No?
No.
It's two days.
So... I mean, like, once a year, once a year, it hit, like, yeah, once a year, it'll hit me.
It's gonna be on the eclipse.
It's gonna be on, like, the best day of my life, like, in the summer. Oh, a funny story. Every single time I go on vacation, I get my period. Oh, every single time.
That's what I love. I'm the opposite. I get to skip it.
Last time I went to Florida, I had my period. That was ass.
I get lucky. Mm-hmm.
I got it when I went to Europe this summer. Like, the day I went to Europe, the morning I woke up, and it was 2 days late, too.
Yeah, at that point, I'd skip it.
Well, I'm not on birth control, so I can't just skip it.
But, mine lasts like 4 to 5 days, maybe. The first day, it's like nothing. The second day, it's not as bad. I don't really get cramps, but I don't know what the fuck's going on with the air today or this week.
Are you on it right now?
Yes. The cramps are hitting. Oh, I'm suffering.
Yeah, I just thought,
but,
stay safe.
Third day is the worst, which is today.
Yeah.
Then the fourth day, it dries out after that.
It's Mom, not, I'm leaking.
It's not bad.
Can I title it that?
Yeah. So
I'm gonna tell Mom I'm leaking.
Mine lasts 4 days. The first day it's nothing, like it's just cramps. Second day, girl. And then third day is my worst. Like that's when everything comes out. And my fourth day just goes away.
I hate being
a little spotting
shower.
Moment, but
being in the shower and you have a jellyfish on
yes,
the floor.
Yes, the clumps. Oh, the clots too.
Do you guys shower with tampons sometimes?
No.
Sometimes I like to take them out in the shower.
No,
yeah, and squish it out.
You've never done that before?
I clean it out, you know, I throw it out.
It's annoying because, like, sometimes after I shower, like, I don't feel like running to the toilet because otherwise, like,
Mine
does not.
Exactly. I have to shower
stand
and
up.
I have to like
preach.
Sprint to the toilet.
Me too.
And it's so annoying.
I feel like I have a little time. Yeah,
I'm also late.
And then I like
I'm late right now.
No, I remember recently, maybe this was like yesterday, I think. I got out of the shower
I was in my room. I was squatting in front of my mirror, but I had my towel on because I was like fixing my lashes or something. And then all I see is a blood clot on the fucking floor. And I was like, oh my God. Because I didn't put anything in yet. And I was like, fuck, I'm going to go straight to the bathroom. I'm going to clean up this mess I just made on the floor. I was so pissed off. Definitely don't squat.
Oh, wait, I'll share my story and then I'll give it back to you. But mine only lasts like 3 days, sometimes four if like it's a bad week. But it's like the first day, it's like it's mediocre. Like it's kind of light, it's kind of heavy. Mm-hmm. The second day is the worst. I feel like that goes for everyone. And then the third day, it goes away and it either stays away or the next day it comes back and it's like even worse. Like
rains hell.
So it's always a guessing game. Really? So
die, uterus.
My period. I'm trying to think how long.
What is this music?
I'll get mine on like I always get it on Wednesday. I never not get it on Wednesday. It's always Wednesday night.
It's
get my period.
It's making me sweat.
Tonight. Yeah. I will be getting my period. But I have a tampon in now in case I get it during school. And then tomorrow, it'll be pretty bad. Then my third day. My third day will be like the same as my second, maybe a little worse. And then it like starts clearing up. And then it's like pretty much I'm like still kind of spotting though on like the Monday. So like now I'm kind of screwed because we have a concert Monday and I don't want to wear a tampon. So I might just Olivia.
I'm for spring break I'm going to Panama and I'm supposed to get my period the middle of the week. So I'm gonna be bloated the whole time before and then I'm
like, oh, I get super bloated. Guys, I feel like I'm pregnant right now. No, I just feel like big enough. Yeah.
Sometimes I look in the mirror and I'm like,
yes, give me this.
Wait, ready? My
period
was like,
yeah.
I haven't seen it. How long have you been sitting? Mine was the only brown this month.
Mine is always mine is always brown, like when I skip my period and I don't have it a month.
I hate when it's brown.
It's ugly. I think I'm pregnant.
Talking about this,
bro, you need to stop with that.
I know, Leah. I have to stop. I've been scared.
All right, Bevan, how many days?
It's like 5 to 6.
Damn.
Like the first day, it's not that bad. Second day,
6 days.
Yeah, but the last 3 days, there's like nothing. Like it's, but the third day is the worst day.
Mm-hmm, me too.
But before my period, I get migraines.
Oh my God.
So that's how I know I'm about to get my period. So I know I'm about to get my period, like,
I just get
a couple
exhausted.
Days.
Like, the few days before, I get so tired. Like, I don't get pissed off, but I just get mopey.
I get pissed off, too. I get mad. And then, recently, I've been really emotional, like, before I period. Like, I'm not really mad.
No, I just get mad.
I get mad.
Dude, somebody can just, like, look at me and way, I'll, just, like, I'll want to kill them.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
It makes me feel like such a bad person.
Like, so I feel so bad after the fact.
Yeah.
I always apologize. And I like.
I always
Sophia's using
photo
math right now.
See, I go off on my mom.
I'm like, can you just leave me alone?
Cheater.
I don't use that.
It's hormones. You can't control it.
Yeah.
She knows.
No, Jack gets really mad at me when I use that excuse.
Go ahead.
I was gonna.
It seems like a lie. It seems like you're just trying to be a bitch.
Oh my god, Sophia, shut up. I was gonna say though, this isn't my story, but my sister got hers for almost 2 months straight.
Oh!
Like, she showed me, like, the tracker, and that makes sense.
She showed you? That's a little.
No. Like, she showed me, like, it was, like, every single day.
I've seen Gabby pictures of my period.
Leah,
I sent you a picture of it in the toilet.
Yeah, no,
I
let me just tell you how.
Out and it was all.
Leah, okay, so I was on Snapchat. Leah sent me a photo. I opened it. I was like, Leah, girl, are you literally dying? Like, literally, this is so TMI, but I was like concerned. Like, you could.
Yeah.
Yeah,
don't
no.
Go there.
It's
guys, don't give us details.
Yeah. Nah. But yeah, if you know, you know.
Like,
yeah.
I've been having it for 2 fucking months.
I love how the first thing I heard when I walked in here was asshole cramps. Yeah. That's the first thing I heard. They really do.
It's so painful.
I was talking about that with my sisters, and they were like, what are you talking about?
No, that shit is so painful.
Yeah.
And I don't get cramps. I just get
really? Cramps. Oh, my God.
It's so bad. It shoots up your whole spine.
Yeah,
do you guys horrible. Think that those period simulators are real?
I want to try one, because I want to
try
them.
But, like, I see, like, take... Yeah, yeah, try guys. Them. I'm like,
do
I don't...
Think, like, men, yeah, do you think men can go through
periods? No. No.
Like, they think that, like, oh, when...
Debate, everybody.
Do you think getting hit in the balls in pregnancy?
No. So different.
Yeah, Leah, why would you even ask
that?
That's
not it. Is that okay, is no, that's the debate?
Yesterday, me and you know that leg trend where you like kick the legs up and then you push down to see if the leg is stronger?
Yeah.
Me and Jack were doing that and I kicked him in the balls and I swear to God, I'm an accident. I didn't mean to. And he was being so dramatic about it. I was like, girl, it didn't hurt that bad. Chill out.
Well, like,
okay, I wonder.
Like, I think it's more of like shocking.
No, like, I get it. Like, it probably hurts. Like, obviously, like, it's a sensitive part of your body.
Yeah, but what about like the
no, but like comparing it to pregnancy is like it's not
insane.
When you're pregnant, you're literally splitting this you're literally splitting your skin open, like you're fitting a size like a watermelon size baby out of like this plum size
tiny
hole.
Is it like your
Yeah, yeah, your yeah it's shit.
Everything gets different.
And then
your hips get wider.
Yeah. And also, yeah, like, and that, like, just the whole
process.
Take a seat.
And, like,
did you guys hear about the extra stitch, too?
Oh,
that
yeah.
thing.
Oh, my God.
Doctors, like, put it in. For, like,
Bevan, is it cold in here?
Wait.
Okay.
We can continue.
Doctors will, like, put an extra stitch in to, like, make it tighter for, like, the husband. But it's painful.
No, no, no,
no.
I'm gonna start raising my hand.
Yeah, that's what I
did. I was gonna say. Hey, wait.
Okay.
I was just gonna say when they have what are they called? C sections? When they literally have to take your fucking organs out?
Yeah, my mom had 3 C sections.
And
now, if you can't have any more kids, they'll explode open. Like if you have too many C sections, you'll explode open.
Yeah, literally, like
that.
But once you have a C section,
you can't
No, my mom got split from her vagina to her asshole.
Her stomach is so
like that way.
Literally,
oh my God!
Because I was too big. She was too tiny.
You're too fat. Oh my God!
No,
big and greedy. Wait, so is she like okay now? I wanted to say that. That they literally have to take your shit out. Like, that's crazy.
The worst part is I don't want a diarrhea on the table.
Would you guys do natural
I don't want to poop out.
No, never. Give me that. Give me that. Did
you see on the dapper doll thing? It's
you know
like this.
Yeah, I don't.
It goes into your spine.
The needle is this big.
Can we talk about how in the school bathroom, all of those period like the for your stuff they fall out. They are always falling out. All over. Yeah, same. Everything, like, wrap it up. Maybe if you're, like, changing your tampon or your pad, wrap it up.
Do you not, like, who doesn't wrap it up? Like, I wrap it up neatly, like, a little package.
Like a little Z.
A little bow on that shit.
It's always, there's, I stepped, oh my God. I was wearing my gray sweatpants yesterday, went into that bathroom, stepped right in a puddle of water, and my pants.
Why'd you take a picture?
This is the first
The stuff I've seen in the school bathrooms are things that I never knew existed. Like, that I've never seen before.
It's always the first thought. Why is it always
it's God is pooping. It has to be the same person.
Tell me who's pooping.
Wait, I have a topic.
First stall when the biggest crack is in the first stall.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
The cracks in the stalls are huge.
Especially the first
I
one.
I could literally make eye contact with people through the crack.
I've taken a picture of me through the crack before.
Alright, I've taken pictures.
Yes! Yeah, I could fit my hand through it. Like, it's huge.
Dude, if you're standing...
Guys, I have a new rule now. I'm going to add this. I don't know where Ella is, but I'm going to add this rule. Oh my God! Ella, I'm adding a new rule. If you have something to say, raise your hand.
Okay,
and everyone
wait,
has
I
to
have
shut up. Oh, good.
Actually, are you going to introduce a new topic?
Hi, Ella.
Where'd she go? Are you talking? Yeah.
because I don't want
to. Wait, I forgot what I was going to say.
Wait, because I have something.
Oh, I do remember. Okay, so I'm not going to name drop, obviously, but there's this girl, and it's like, what? Yeah, I'll name drop after. Yes. But apparently, like, she's in the stall, and she's the one that, you know, does, like, makes the first stall disgusting. And then she doesn't flush. Like, she chooses not to flush. And then this one time, she walks out, and someone goes like, oh, who just took a shit in the stall and didn't flush? And she goes, it was me. Like, she was proud of it.
She's
she
thought evil. It was
funny.
Oh,
that's wild.
I need to know who this is.
Wait, it's like, she's like, oh,
wait, write it down. Write it on Snap. Like,
yeah, she'll write it on Snap. That's
who is it? I forgot her last name.
Yeah, I was just gonna...
It's like that.
Wait, we can't see. Wait, I want to see. Yeah.
Wait,
the one in
Audrey? Shh. Give her the mic. Guys, I don't want to talk about it. I'll talk about it later, but I know.
Wait, is that the...
Oh my God. Well, guess what? Actually, I can't say that. No.
That one? Yes.
What about the gender-neutral bathroom? Can I just say that I feel like if you go to the gender-neutral bathroom, everyone knows you're going in there to take a shit. Like,
honestly, I appreciate the people that go into the gender-neutral bathroom, so it doesn't make our bathroom smell bad.
So bad. I go in the staff bathroom. I can't.
What, the gender-neutral?
No, I go in the staff.
I know, but I don't go in there, but like...
Do you just ask?
No, she just
probably goes in. I either ask...
Who do you ask?
He's not.
Who do you ask?
I've asked Morrissey a few times. He gives me the keys. Like, go quick. I'll watch you. I'm like, okay.
I'll watch you.
I mean, at the door. Door's closed.
No, but, like, I appreciate the people that go and don't make our bathroom smell bad. I do appreciate it.
The security guards let me in all the time.
I'm scared to use the gym. I don't want people to look at me. I don't want people to look at me.
I can't shit. I was going in there.
Did you guys shit in school? I was just going to ask that, but I thought it was weird. No, but like, what if you have to? Have you ever shit in school? Like, what if you have to, guys? I mean, like, I'm not, I have. Like, it's happened, but I'm not like doing it every day. It's not like a...
It's like a once a year.
Yeah, it's like if you have to, I'm not going to make myself uncomfortable because I have to use the bathroom. Like, I won't do it if someone's in there, though. Like, I'll sit in there until somebody leaves, and then if I have to, then... Sorry, guys, it's going to happen. I promise I'm flushing the toilet, though.
Is that a Funyun? Yeah, that one's a...
Everyone here is big and big. Who are you waving at, Mia?
I like the really expensive bathrooms that have like the luxuries of everything.
I like the people in the bathroom with the mints.
Oh my God, what's it called?
Sorry. Does anyone know what I'm talking about? Sorry, Mia.
Sorry, Gio. What's it called? The thing that shoots water up your butt.
I have one in my house.
Same, I have one too.
See, I thought it was a water fountain.
Can I use your bidet?
My mom's bathroom has a bidet. Can I use it? It's very nice, guys.
Hey, you didn't raise your hand. But my friend has like, oh my God, love her so much.
No,
her too. No, my friend who's like rich. She's like 30. She's an anesthesiologist. Her and her ex-boyfriend made a house together, and they were both anesthesiologists, so, like, she's decked out. I go into her bathroom. First of all, two-person shower. What were y'all doing in there?
Oh.
Big bath, like, two-person bath. What were y'all doing in there?
I want a hard bathtub.
Second, like its own small room for just the toilet, and it had a bidet. First time I went over there, I took a shit in their toilet, and I used the bidet. First time ever at their house.
That is so soothing. Okay?
That was my welcoming gift.
Oh yeah, I can't do it. I can't do it.
I have like a
problem. At your boyfriend's
house, do you guys? No.
No.
I can't.
No, I don't do that.
No, I
can't.
That
wasn't
true.
No, I don't.
Oh, it was.
I've shit in other people's houses though.
I can't.
Natural
disaster. I don't think your house, Gabby, because your toilet scares me. It's too ancient.
We actually replaced them.
Your plumbing scares me.
Been inside Gabby's house. She's my neighbor.
Did the house burn down No, the dumpster did.
Oh, the dumpster.
Moving in.
Those are two completely
different things. So
Nah. If that did happen,
do you think this will, like, get body?
Oh, shit. Like, put a little bow on it?
Let me see.
It'll, like, you think it'll, like, give?
Yeah. What? Oh, the monkey.
So get one of those clappers.
I should do that.
Wait, why do you need a tambourine? Concert, why do you need a costume?
I'm going to a concert.
Oh. Aren't you monkeys?
No.
Oh my god, I can't laugh. That shit hurts so bad. Holy fuck.
I'm sweating.
Is anyone else hot? Do you like
crave food a lot?
Yes.
Is that why, like, you've been walking to the cab?
Yeah. You lost again? I get so hungry.
You go.
I was waiting for the mic.
When I'm on my period, I crave, like, fast food. That's it. Like, fast food and, like, bread.
I crave what
bread.
Bread.
I don't really crave. I don't crave chocolate or anything. I don't want people.
Yeah, I don't.
There's one right here.
Chocolate?
No.
We don't talk about chocolate in this room.
Yeah, I almost killed Gio last time. I gave her chocolate with nuts and she lost her mind.
Sorry.
Wait.
Emily.
Oh. I was gonna say, like, just in general, but especially when I am on my period, my cravings get really bad. So, like, Leah, like, the three of us were in ELA, and we were looking at, like, our Instagram recent, our For You page, and I just see, like, a bunch of food, and, like, it makes me so mad, because, like, I can't eat it, and, like, that's all I want to do. It's just, like, it pisses me off so much. Like, I get mad when I see food on my For You page.
No, when I'm on my period, I like to go, I just want to be naked. I want honestly, no clothes on because I honestly, sweat. Yeah. I want. What is going on? I want absolutely no clothes on. I want nothing.
Wait, go to Gabby's foot.
Like, I love everybody here.
I feel like someone can just go under.
Oh, yeah, Gio.
Gio!
Oh my god!
When your feet
are
growing,
hurts.
What the fuck is going on?
Oh my god, you're thinking of my cat! Oh my, thank you. She can't even talk. She's not a dog. Frankie, it was not that funny.
If we're
done, tailbone.
I understand.
Is that a real thing?
No. Yes. Well, so we're always thinking the exact same thing. And she, like, if I'm thinking something, she'll say it out loud. Wait, are you guys just turtle or fraternal?
Wait, does that still mean that your children will still be, like, half sibling?
No. Are they identical? Because you share the same DNA. Mm-hmm.
What would you do if you're identical? Because you guys don't really look alike at all.
Yeah.
So what would you
do? We always talk about this. We would switch classes. We would pretend to be each other. Because, like, you can't say we've always talked about this.
We used to talk about this. Sorry, Frank. You don't call me out on the podcast. We talked about it.
You're supposed to know that.
Go with the twinkle of the
Do you
want to
say something? Do you like
Mia's talking shit over there.
We're going to hear it later.
Let her
speak. Speak your truth, Mia.
Go.
What if those, do we open those? Sorry.
Do we?
Sophia, shut the fuck up, Sophia. Shut the fucking door.
I always wondered.
What did you like?
What is it?
What is it?
It's a
hallway. It's a
bathroom. What if
no.
What's in there?
It's a hallway.
Okay,
with a poster.
Yeah, I want to see. Which hallway?
I don't know. It's just a hallway.
No, is there anyone in there?
Guys,
no.
Can I look?
No, yeah, we're not supposed to open these doors.
I want to look.
All right, we're here as a privilege, guys.
No, I was gonna say.
And I'll rise up.
Zero.
What if we open that, and then it was like a whole other podcast on the other side.
Oh my god.
And it's called Scramble. And I'm blonde.
You're like a pink, like,
everyone's
like leggings and crop top girl.
And I'm listening to Taylor Swift and not peeling flesh.
Everyone's inverted.
No, it's just like the boy version of all of them.
Yeah. Oh, Scramble. Hey, it's Chad, Steve, Ryan, and Josh.
Talking about, like, embarrassing boners.
My sister came over one day.
She was
in a bikini, guys.
Oh my god, wait, crazy story. I won't name drop until after, but I was at, because it's that bad, I was at a party one time, and it was like a bunch of people from like some club that I was in that I do not talk to any of these people anymore. That's how bad it was. And oh yeah. But we were at a party and it was this girl's house, and her brother like comes out and he's like to his sister, goes, "Oh my god, dude, you have the biggest wedgie right now." It was a bikini party.
Oh.
I'll write it down. It was so bad.
Oh my god.
But like what?
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's like violating. That's so weird.
And yeah, I dated him.
That's not how he's supposed to be.
I did not know you guys dated.
I don't want freshman year for like a week, right?
Yeah.
Like,
did he like show up at your house?
What? Leah, you can't make that face and not tell me.
Oh,
yeah.
That was it. That was crazy. It was a bikini party. Like, why would you say that to your fucking sister? And like, her
exactly the same.
And her boyfriend was right there, literally right next to her, and he was like,
"Why are you looking in the first place?"
Right?
Your sister. Yeah, was she in a bikini?
Yeah, it was a bikini party. It was literally a
full party.
His sister
seems so nice too.
She is. She's the nicest person in the world. No, except for when she randomly blocked me on Snap, and I was
okay.
Okay, so talking back about this podcast, sorry, I just like touched the like top of the mic. If there was another podcast, Scramble, Another Side, and it was us as guys, what do you think our guys' names would be? And we have to relate them to what our names are now. So,
wait, I start with the G.
Can we all go around?
Yeah,
wait, no, because G-O. We literally have 4 minutes left.
Hi. Hello.
Because we literally have 4 minutes left, do you want to do the next episode about this? Because we only have 4 minutes.
No, but it's just like a one thing. We could go more in depth about it next
like
episode.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a teaser.
So, who wants to start? Because I don't... I don't know. Mine would either be Eli or... Like...
Eli.
Elliot.
And my name would still be Gio.
Your brother?
It'd be Giovanna, Giovanni, Gio. It'd still be the same.
Carter.
Something like that.
Me
like
is Carter.
Gianni or something. Like, is that a boy name? Is that
Liam.
A real name?
Guys, I'd be
Gian. No, I know.
I feel like maybe mine would be like Emmett. Like, I don't. What goes with Emily? Like Ethan, Emmett.
No, you'd be
what
Emmett.
What else goes with Emilio?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mine would be Devin.
Oh,
Devin.
I've been called that my whole
life. That would be Frankie. Frank.
One time I actually called Frankie Frank.
Like,
that's
literally
Frankie
all I
call
her. Frank.
Mine would be Gabe or Gibson. Or like
Liam.
Liam.
Or Leo.
Leo.
I think Leo. Yeah, Leah said mine would be Carter.
Carter?
That's because I see it, guys.
Okay, if I was a boy, I was going to be named Dominic.
Oh.
So that, yeah, but if not, but if not, I feel like Sam, just basic. Because what else can you name Sophia? It's like, Sam, that's really it.
Fien.
Fien. But okay. Hi, guys.
Yeah, I mean it.
All right, this was episode 7 of Ramble.
Ramble.
I hope everyone enjoyed.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
Bye.